I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Well, well, well. A Pennsylvania couple is facing some theft charges after their bank accidentally deposited $120,000 into their account. Could you imagine? You're like, well, hello, 120 G's. Nice
best
to meet
day
you.
Ever.
Yeah, well, instead of contacting the bank about the deposit, they spent most of the money in 2.5 weeks. So the bank didn't even catch on. How do they not notice, like, wow, there's thousands of dollars of activity and these people have no money usually? if there's more like $1,000 in my account, you know something's wrong.
First thing you would do.
Oh, boy.
Where are you going shopping? What are you doing?
I'm paying off my wife's student loans.
Well, that's responsible.
Honestly, that's my biggest thing. Mackenzie, as you learn and get to know me, like, I would like to buy stuff, but I'm the cheapest guy in the world. So, like, if I don't know, I think I just would pay off all my debt, and I'm like a end-of-the-world person, so I'd save up all my money for a rainy day.
No. I mean, yes, saving is good.
No, what about you, though?
I have, like, a little fun.
What'd you go out and buy?
I'm the opposite. I'm like, live it up, baby, which gets me in trouble. I'm trying to be more responsible.
Liv would buy $120,000 worth of White Claw as much as possible. She's like, I'm buying everything that's left.
P.S. My fridge is still stocked. Mm. We need to sell those on the black market because yes. They're out.
Well, here's what the couple did. They bought an SUV, 2 four-wheelers, a camper, a car trailer.
Dang.
They also used money on bills, car repairs. They purchased things, and they gave $15,000 to friends in need of money. Now, at least they did one thing nice. Now, here's the thing. The bank, they're not totally dumb. They realized there was a mistake. It transferred the $120,000 to the correct account. The bank contacted the couple and told them, hey, you got to pay back $107,000 in overdraft fees that you have incurred. Well, after not reaching back out to the bank, despite several attempts, the bank reached out to them and the police, and they're now facing felony theft charges.
Oh, man.
That
shouldn't
ain't
they
good.
Get a little gimme money, little like, hey, it wasn't our mistake, it was yours?
I would say, yeah, that could be a little bit of a problem. So those right there are your dummies of the day, here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up next on the show, well, to be honest with you, I got no idea what we're doing next. So hang on. It's going to be fun and exciting, I'll tell you that much. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.